a soul, good or bad, death doesn't change it. I had a lot of scripture wrote down here on this one that I wanted to comment on. What a soul is. What is a soul? It's you. You are a soul. The part inside of you. And when you die, every what shape that soul's in, that's the way it goes. It goes to its destination. You couldn't pull it up no matter how much you do for it. That soul got to be changed here, born again. Amen. You say, what about the Holy Ghost, Brother Branham? The Holy Ghost baptizes you into the body for service. But you believe unto eternal life. He that heareth my words and believeth on him and sent me has eternal life. See? And you're baptized by the Holy Spirit into the body or manifestations of the gifts and so forth. But you believe to eternal life. He that believeth has eternal life. And when you believe is when you're dead and are born, regenerated, a new creature. All right. The soul, now remember, good or bad, death doesn't have one thing to do with it. Death just takes it to its destination. You hear it?
Amen.
And if you still got the world and the love of the world in it, it'll die with you because the world must die.
Amen.
God's condemned the world. That's the world order. God has condemned it.
Amen.
And it's got to die.
Amen.
If that world's in you, you'll die with that world.
Amen.
I don't see how it could be any plainer. And if it's good, born of God, it has to go to God. If it's of the world, it'll remain to perish with the world.
Amen.
If it's of God, it'll live with God.
Amen.
Educated or not educated, educated or illiterate, if the world is still there, it must die. And if the world is in your soul and your desires are the things of the world, you'll perish with the world. That's clear, isn't it? Should be. You're part of the dead world. And as the world is dead, you're dead with the world. But if you're born again, you're alive with Christ.
Amen.
And your affections is on things above and not on things of the world. But if you are born again of the Spirit of God, you become a part of God and are eternal with Him.
Amen.
Then
Amen.
Death cannot touch you when you're born again. You are eternal. You have changed from a creature of time to a creature of eternity.
Amen.
You have changed from death unto life. I'm talking about eternal. From eternal death to eternal life. If you're of the world, you die here with it. You love, the Bible said in John, if you love the world or the things of the world, it's because the love of God's not even
Amen.
In you.
Amen. Right. Oh,
you can't love the world. And Jesus said you can't love God and mammon. Mammon is the world.
Yes,
you can't
right.
love the world and God at the same time.
Yeah.
And he that says he loves me and keeps not my sayings, that's the Bible, is a liar and the truth's not even in him.
Amen.
Here we are.